As the nation's football fans prepare for Super Bowl 50 on February 7th, and we will find out this weekend who will play in that game, a neuroscientist is trying to help football players and others quickly diagnose concussions. He's at Houston's Baylor College of Medicine and has developed an iPad app called Brain Check. Carrie Feibel from Here and Now contributor Houston Public Media reports.
Like many apps, Brain Check uses simple, fun video games. They involve the usual moves, swiping, tilting, or identifying colors or words. Neuroscientist David Eagleman developed the app.
We can assess 11 different measures of what's happening under the hood in terms of what your brain is doing.
As you play, the app digitally crunches the results, measuring skills like balance, reaction time, or memory. And it takes just 5 minutes.
It can be done at the sidelines of a game, or it can be done in the emergency room or in the ambulance on the way to the emergency room. And we can very quickly tell if somebody has a concussion or not.
Brain Check just became available for download on the iPad. It's free to try, but costs $5 a month if you want to save your brain's baseline score and have it ready for comparison after an athletic injury. Jeff Lemley recently tried Brain Check at the Texas Medical Center. Lemley works with first responders, and he's curious about whether the app might be helpful in the hands of paramedics.
I'm going to try out this brain test, see if I'm as smart as I think I am. Yeah.
Amy Eubank, a project manager for Brain Check, starts the app for Lemley.
Are you feeling impaired today? Are you feeling like this is probably a good snapshot of your healthy brain?
Hopefully it's a good snapshot.
All right, so let's do a baseline test.
All right.
Lemley sits down and plays a few games, then stands up for a coordination test. He tilts the iPad back and forth, trying to flip a digital ball into a virtual cup.
Oh, tilt. Oh, poop. Oh, no. Oh, this is going to be bad. Okay.
The CEO of Brain Check, Yael Katz, is standing nearby watching the test. Katz acknowledges there are a lot of memory and brain apps and games out there. But she says Brain Check will stand out because it is based on cognitive tests that are backed by research and considered the gold standard in neuroscience. The company is also voluntarily submitting the app for clearance by the Food and Drug Administration.
A lot of athletes are interested in this to track themselves. Parents are interested in tracking their children.
Notice that Katz says track, not diagnose. Even if the app gets FDA clearance, the app can't claim to definitively diagnose a concussion. That's because there is no definitive medical test for a concussion anywhere. But the app can track changes in the brain's abilities over time, especially alarming changes. That means coaches can test their athletes throughout the season. And someone who did get knocked on the head could consult the app as they rest and heal.
If somebody has had a concussion, to actually track their recovery, so to be able to watch and see how are their scores returning to baseline. So it's kind of like a diary where a person can kind of have an objective log of how they're doing over time, and that can really facilitate conversations with physicians.
Brain Check, the company, is still in startup mode, raising money to grow and expand. The app is being used on a pilot basis by several Houston high school football teams. David Eagleman says he can envision a day when the app would be used in professional football. The NFL currently has a sideline checklist for concussions, but Eagleman says it's easy to cheat on and not as comprehensive as Brain Check. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Feibel in Houston.